Now let's talk about food here on KNKX. What foods smell best while they're cooking? What's a good way to get rid of that smell later when it's not so nice anymore? And why do so many recipe writers lowball the time it takes to caramelize onions? These and other mysteries will be unraveled by 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson on Food for Thought.
Hey, Stein, what's your favorite food smell?
Any Chinese restaurant.
Oh, really?
And I don't even have to go to a Chinese restaurant because I cook a lot of Chinese food.
Your house is a Chinese restaurant.
Right. And when I bring in last night's leftovers for lunch, warm them up, eat them in the control room. When Robin comes in, start her choice.
Stein, how come it always smells like a Chinese restaurant in here?
I think that's a good thing. What would you say is your favorite food smell?
Roasted garlic. Sometimes I put garlic into foods that don't even call for garlic, just so I can smell it.
But you know, now that you bring it up, I think two of my favorite food cooking smells are both grains. Kasha buckwheat groats has got a wonderful, warm, earthy smell. And the same with jasmine rice.
Yeah, I would agree on both counts. Kasha smell is old hunger from my childhood.
Yeah.
My grandmother, great-grandmother used to make kasha. And jasmine rice, it's like perfume.
It really is. I guess that's why they call it jasmine rice. I do a lot of sourdough baking. And when I put a sourdough sponge up overnight, the next morning when I take the cover off of it and it's all bubbling up and becoming very aggressive, I just love that strong whiff of sourdough.
Yeah, and I love the scent of bread when it's baking. And it's funny, so many people, especially this time of year, are just enamored of the smell of baked cookies and baked chocolate. But sweets don't do it for me, and I think that's because I'm more of a savory eater than a sweets eater. Probably the best smell of all is the smell of caramelized onions.
Okay, well, you've nailed it there. There's nothing that smells any better than that. You know, one of my favorite sense memories when I was a teenager, went to Quebec City, walking down the street, there were these little onion soup restaurants, and they all had exhaust fans over the big pot of onion soup right by the window, blasting out the smell of that onion soup under that freezing cold street. That aroma grabbed me by the face and right into the restaurant.
I made a great batch of French onion soup this week, the Lyonnaise style. It was Jim Droman's recipe from Le Pichet and Café Presse. I love it. But I have to admit that just like this article I read last week about why recipe writers lie about how long it takes to caramelize onions, and I love Jim Droman. He is a wonderful chef. But I agree that even his recipe called for caramelizing them half the amount of time it actually took.
You cannot caramelize onions in 5 or 10 minutes. It takes about an hour. I don't know what the big deal is. It's not like you got to stand there with a spoon. You just give them a little turn every now and then and do something else.
There's people who suggest that you could do it faster if you're using a cast iron skillet. You use cast iron most of the time.
I use cast iron, and it takes 40 minutes. What's the story? Why are they saying that you can caramelize onions in 5 or 10 minutes?
Part of the idea is that people don't want to look at a recipe that's going to take 40 minutes just to caramelize the onion, right? Or an hour and a half.
In that case, they shouldn't make the recipe. Find another recipe. What's the point of giving misinformation in a recipe that's only going to make people angry?
I guess that's the whole point of the story. What is the point? Well, and I think the point is perfuming your house with onions. And the longer you do it, the more it smells like onions. But then there's that one problem. It smells great while things are cooking, but
later in the day, the place just smells funky. And what do you do about that?
What I do in my house, and this is a great trick, maybe a quarter cup of ground cinnamon and saute it over low to medium heat in a dry pan. Just to let that scent of cinnamon go all over the house. It definitely works because I made shellfish stock recently that stunk up the house for like 2 days until I finally did the cinnamon trick to get it out of there.
With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Does your house have housetosis?
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I love onions.
Stein.